Okay, so it's a little after 4 o'clock Eastern on day 2 of the Saloon Tycoon campaign, and right now we are at $17,966 and 309 backers. So we are just a little over $2,000 away from the $20,000 goal of being funded, so that could still happen tonight.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, which is amazing.
And I think AJ's challenge was for it to happen in the first 48 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Which gives you till noonish tomorrow? Is that a little less, 11 maybe?
I'll say 10:30, 11 tomorrow.
10:30, 11, okay.
So. Yeah.
Cool.
If we get funded by then he's going to release one of the stretch goals immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will mean revealing another stretch goal. And he hasn't said which of the stretch goals he'll release yet. So
right.
We'll kind of, that'll be a surprise. Hey, it just hit $18,016.
Hey.
All right. Woo. Cool. All right.
310
backers. Holy crap.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Super cool. Yeah.
And so one of the things that's awesome, I was looking at here, on your campaign page,
uh-huh.
when you look at backers, you've now had 101 people back at the deluxe level, which is really, that shows the deluxe level is a really good deal.
Yeah.
A lot of times those deluxe levels don't get a lot of backers, you know, you
right.
kind of do it because for the ones who want to get the mm-hmm. more expensive version, it's mm-hmm. awesome to have it, but I mean...
Right.
Clearly, people feel like that's a really good value.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
the real fool's gold, you get a real bag, of, instead of just the standard gold tokens, you get a bag of actual fool's gold, pyrite, to
right.
use for the tokens. And I think it's a freaking cool idea.
It's really cool. Yeah,
yeah
really
I mean, cool, so. I was, I mean, and I think $70 is a fair number, but it's, you know...
It's more than some people can,
yeah,
can spend on
right,
a game, so
right.
which is that, why there's the normal version.
Right, knowing so. That you then have shipping costs on top of that, so I wasn't sure that it would be a big hit, but it's... I mean, there's 171
yeah.
backers at the regular level and 101 at the deluxe level. Just unbelievable, the response to that. It's so great. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, part of the thing might be the rest of the game looks so good. The idea of also having the gold with it.
It does,
plus, there is
yeah.
other stuff that comes with it. I actually didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's
I
additional.
Didn't pay attention. You get,
yeah.
like, a...
Storage boards.
Storage boards for the gold and for the supply cubes, and then,
yeah.
like, a bag for the gold, which is...
Right.
That's cool. That's really
yeah.
neat.
So you don't just have to have them in piles on the table.
Right.
Right.
right. So that's useful and cool. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was just looking at that. It's funny. I didn't notice the first time, so...
Yeah.
But it's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking great.
So, yeah. I can't wait to see... I'd kind of be surprised if it doesn't fund in the first 48 hours. It's just because it's so close. You never know, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to see a stretch goal get unlocked and get a new one revealed just because I love seeing the new stretch goals. It just makes me excited.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I think it's at this point, it'd be crazy fluke. It would be a crazy fluke if we did not fund by the end of this weekend. I think we're on track to fund in 48 hours, which is this just incredible. I think there's a good chance we will have unlocked the first stretch goal. I mean, outside of AJ's challenge,
right.
I think that there's a good chance we will have unlocked another stretch goal by the end of the weekend, by Monday
yeah.
morning.
Yeah, I think so. If not, definitely by the end of Monday. I only say
yeah.
that because you get a lot of people, I think, checking it in the beginning of the week, especially,
yeah.
you know. So,
okay.
But yeah, over the weekend.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, so fingers crossed on that because that's cool. I mean,
yeah. wow.
Obviously for you guys, I want to see it, but I'm also a backer, so I want to see you hit as many stretch goals as possible because
yeah.
that also helps me. So
right, right. Yeah. So this is super cool. You know, I'm always confused how we end up at weird round numbers, like $18,016. I guess that's just people backing $1 or $5
yeah,
here and there.
You
know,
you have 33 backers that have pledged less than enough to get a game.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of people do $1, $5.
Sure.
You know, and that's just because they want to show support. They want to comment. They want to. Some people I've talked to will actually back like $1 in the beginning, so
mm-hmm.
they can lurk throughout the campaign.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
then we'll up their pledge when they get the reminder that the time
sure.
is coming out.
You know what? I've heard other people say that for international backers, I'll do that because shipping costs are too high, but they do that so they have better, so they get the updates, and so that when the game's printed and ready to ship, they know when to
yep.
start nagging their local stores about it.
Yeah. So that's smart, too. You know, so many places are getting the EU-friendly stuff that's really helping,
yeah.
so that at least you don't have to pay customs prices
yeah.
and deal with customs. You just have to do the
right.
exorbitant shipping, which unfortunately is no one's fault. Well, it's someone's fault. No one involved with any campaign's fault. It's
right.
the postage fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you did. I noticed too. You had some backers here. You got two backers
at the $150 level,
which is four copies of the regular version. Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
You know, we haven't talked at all about the hubs idea that he's put in here.
Right.
So AJ had this idea of putting in to try and people are always complaining about shipping costs. You know, and you got to listen to that and you got to hear that.
Yeah.
So he had this idea of if they can identify parts of the country or parts of the world where there are lots of people who have backed, they're going to offer the opportunity to create a shipping hub where if they have one person in that area volunteer to just have all the items shipped to their one location, mm-hmm. then have local people come and pick it up from that location, then everybody involved in that hub is going to get a discounted shipping rate because it'll be cheaper to ship them all together.
Right.
Which is, I think, a really fascinating idea.
That's cool, yeah. Like if you said like a local game store were to do that. Right?
Yeah, boy, that'd be a no-brainer, you know? Yeah. So I think it'll be really exciting to see how that goes. We won't really know how that works out until the campaign ends and the surveys go out and gauge interest in that. But I think it'll be a really cool experiment, and I'm excited to see how that goes. Hopefully it goes well and more publishers can jump on the bandwagon there because it's a cool idea if the backers are into it.
I agree. Yeah. So, you know what? Some people, like myself, I would rather just pay the extra and have it show up at my house because mm-hmm. I don't want to do any work. I just want to get the game. So,
yeah.
I'm the guy who backs games and then gets the designer to demo it for me just so I don't have to read the rules.
Right.
I've done that more than once. Yeah. And I would honestly do that with this, except for I've played it enough that I know them already.
Yeah. So, like, I think that if I owned a game shop or I was a buyer for a game shop, I think I would be all about that and volunteer to be a hub because that would get people in the door of my store.
Right.
You know.
Yep. Offer to, like, you buy some copies yourself, offer to run demos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, come here, we'll teach you how to play the game and you can pick it up, you know, it's pretty cool.
Right.
Cool, all right.
Yeah, I guess that's probably enough for today. I'm sure I'll probably do another update as soon as this hits 20,000 sometime over the weekend. And depending on how things go, if this afternoon goes well, I might even have that tacked onto this episode, but we'll see. Probably not, actually, because we're going to be getting out of here, out of the office shortly, so probably later in the weekend.
Yeah, and then next week we'll continue to do these as cool things happen and as we have stuff to talk about.
Yep.
We're not trying to bore anybody, we're excited to watch this process happen like this mm-hmm. in real time, mm-hmm. And we want to keep you guys updated in real time rather than... you guys waiting for episodes that are behind, because as you'll hear on the next two episodes, we talk about how excited we are, how well it's probably going without actually knowing that. So,
But I'll make sure to put a little bumper on each of the episodes when they go up, the official weekly episodes when they go up, just to give you guys another update as that happens. So,
cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks for listening, Builders. Thanks for your support with the game. And please keep sharing the links on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. It's exciting. So cool.
All right.
See you
later.
Okay, builders. Rob checking in here again. It's 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and we are at $18,822. So we are super, super close. There's a chance we might fund tonight overnight. If we do fund overnight tonight, I will make sure to record something tomorrow morning, I suppose, and get it up ASAP. So completely committed to getting you guys, keeping you guys informed here and sharing with you all the ups and downs. frankly, there haven't been any downs. So that's all. Thanks again for all your support. Love you guys. Builders, you are the best. And keep at it. Keep sharing that link. Keep sharing the love of Saloon Tycoon. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Thanks a lot.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.